Each month on All Things Considered, we turn to you to find out what people on the other side of the radio are listening to, songs that you might not hear on the FM dial or read about in Rolling Stone or even download from the internet, like this one. This song is just one of several chosen by Lexi Sanborn, a high school senior from West Sacramento, California. She joins us from Capital Public Radio. Lexi, what are we listening to?
We're actually listening to Secret Garden by a Japanese performer called Gakt. And this is off of his Rebirth CD.
It's kind of reminiscent of Duran Duran a little bit, isn't it?
Depending on what songs you listen to, he has very variated sounds. But I've been told this song is reminiscent of Duran Duran.
Tell me, how'd you find out about this music?
I'm interested in Japanese animation, which is known as anime, and I have a habit of watching Japanese TV a lot. I have no idea what they're saying because I don't even have subtitles, but I watch it. And one day on this show called Hey Hey Hey, there was a billiards contest against the hosts and this guy, and his name was Gakt. And when I first saw him, I fell in love because he had this very deep, sensual voice, and he looked very stunning in what he was wearing. And he then went on to perform, and I fell in love. And so, being the teenager that I am, I legally downloaded it off the internet.
And
this was the first song I actually got from Gakt, so I listened to it nonstop, constantly. So that's why I chose this song, because it was basically my introduction into this guy. And he has a lot of other great music going on, too.
Mm-hmm. But did you understand the lyrics, or... Or
actually,
at least you can repeat them now, I would imagine.
Yeah, I can repeat them, but I really hadn't a clue what he was saying until the people from NPR called me, and I figured it'd probably be good to know what he was actually saying. But I just like the way the music sounds and the emotion that I get from it, so it doesn't necessarily matter what exactly he is saying, although I'm trying to learn Japanese, so I can catch phrases here and there from what he is talking about. I actually brought in some of his lyrics today, and I'll just read you a bit that I thought was one of the nicer bits of the song, which is, "Inside of you, I've already completely vanished, but only my name will not forget. In a distorted loophole in time, the knife that stabbed me in the back gives me wings, and I keep looking at the sky in order to burn up all the memories running through my entire body."
Very dramatic.
It is very dramatic music, but Gakt can perform all sorts of different kinds of things. He can sing operatically, he can sing like very classically trained, he can sing in a rock kind of style, he can basically do anything, and he knows so many instruments, he's so learned, it's amazing, all this information that I found out about him over the years.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out about him?
I watched that Japanese show, and then I eventually kept on looking up information online, and I actually have a friend who's really interested in this past band he was in called Malice Musere. So she kind of told me about his history. And so I learned a lot more about other kinds of songs and styles he's done throughout the years.
Okay, so what's your second selection?
It's a German song, Der Weg, by Herbert Grönemeyer. I don't know if I actually pronounced his name right. Mm-hmm. And I actually got it from my pen pal who lives in Austria. And she sent it to me on a CD, a compilation CD of artists that she really liked. And this song is about, it's sort of a memorandum to his wife, who had been battling with cancer for a very long time. So I think that when you know the background information to the song, it becomes a lot more touching.
Wir haben uns geschoben durch alle Gezeiten, haben uns verzettelt, uns verzweifelt geliebt. Wir haben die Wahrheit so gut es ging verlogen. Es war ein Stück vom Himmel, das es dich gibt.
It sort of has a, I don't know, not country, but it does feel more personal. Kind of one of those songs that you'd hear singing around either a campfire or just singing it at home. One of those folk songs. It has a folk song kind of feel to me.
Or like a ballad.
Yeah, like a ballad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, do you also know German?
No, I don't know any German at all. But my friend actually translated the lyrics for me, and if you want, I can read you a bit.
Okay.
Nothing was too late, but a lot was too early. We have pushed each other through all the tides, have wasted time away, desperately loved each other. We have lied about the truth as well as we could. It was a piece of heaven to have you exist.
That's very touching. Yeah. So we've listened to a Japanese artist and mm-hmm. now a German artist. Tell me, do you like songs by American artists?
It's not that I don't like American artists. It's just that throughout the course of me growing up, I basically listened to jazz and classical music. So I really didn't know much about popular artists for kids my age. And about the most I know about English-speaking artists would be the Beatles. But that's not even from America. That's, from Britain. So I really don't know a lot about American artists, which kind of puts me out of touch with a lot of people nowadays. But I'm trying to get better at it. I'm trying to, I've actually programmed some stations into my car that play American music on it. Okay. So I can at least know what other people are talking about.
So your friends, you have some sort of connection with your friends.
Yeah.
Or do they listen to the same sort of music you listen to?
They listen to a combination of Japanese, German, international stuff. But they also listen to American things. And so they've introduced me into other types of music, which I think I need to be introduced to. You can only listen to Japanese music so much before you want something that you can actually understand and relate to.
Well, tell us about your final selection.
It's a jazzy sort of selection. It's the Loop on the Third theme, and it's performed by the Yuji Ono Trio. Loop on the Third, it's also an animated series, and it started around the early 60s and 70s. The whole series is sort of this jazzy sort of flow of action and adventure. About the closest thing I could relate it to is James Bond, only in the process of saving the girl, he goes and he also steals things as well. So it's sort of a comedy series of this world-renowned thief.
And James Bond would never do that.
No, James Bond would never do that, of course not. I'm just a big fan of jazz in general, but this kind of has a 1960s sort of sound to me, almost Austin Powers reminiscent.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I think more people my age need to listen to more jazz, and if they like animated films, then, what better way to introduce them to the medium?
I hear a lot of people nodding their heads out there right now. Thank you so much. Lexi Sanborn of West Sacramento, California, thanks for sharing your music with us.
It's been my pleasure.
And if you'd like to find out more about Lexi's picks, you can go to npr.org. And if you want to tell us what you're listening to, send us an email to watc@npr.org. Please put the words listening to in the subject line and include your phone number so we can call you. What Are You Listening To? Is produced by Susan Stone. That's All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley.